Hey, it's Kim Commando Today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. All right, 2025, that's the year. That's when Sony and Honda say that they're going to start selling cars. So here's how it's going to work. Honda says they're going to design, manufacture, and market the car. And Sony says they're going to create the infotainment, the mobile, the image sensors. It sounds far away, but it's really not. I mean, the whole world is going electric vehicle, EVs. I mean, Tesla was really the company that started the whole push into EVs. And here's a true story. Before the electric vehicle Tesla took off, Elon Musk, that's not his real name. His real name is Lon Musk, and he added the E for EV. All right, okay, that was not true, but it might have been, maybe almost a little bit. Hey, welcome to another hour of the Kim Commando Show. We talk about living the best digital life ever. I'm, of course, America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you once again. And you can find us streaming in your favorite radio app or streaming as a podcast, a webcast. As always, you can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States. And a special thank you goes out to also to our listeners on the American Forces Network Radio. I'm talking about the men and women in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, and the Space Force who are protecting our great nation as I speak. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. All right, let's start this out with five things that you need to know about tech. Maybe this is something that it was innovative and it just happened, or maybe it's a glimpse into the future. And if someone told you 10 years ago that you'd be able to know what kind of bird was singing in your backyard by holding your smartphone, you'd say, that's just nuts. Who would do that? All right, talking about the birds, here's an app I want you to check out. It's from the Cornell Labs, and it's called Merlin Bird ID. Now, if you don't know what kind of bird that you're looking at, you could ID them through photos and descriptions. But thanks to technology, it's a lot better now. With over millions of people using this Merlin Bird ID app, it's turned into kind of like a Shazam for birds. With Sound ID, the app can identify a bird just by listening to a short audio clip of a sound it's making. Just a little chirp, or maybe it's part of their song. And it's not the first app to do this, but it's truly the most accurate. Now, it's always been tricky with a bird because of vocal range. And there's also regional inflections that makes the process more difficult. The Merlin Bird ID app, it analyzes sounds in real time, compares them to recordings that have been contributed by thousands of citizen scientists like me and you. It can identify 400 species on this continent alone. Again, it's called Merlin Bird ID. You might call it an interpreter. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, how does she do it? Number two, a game coming to the Xbox that's really taking off. Of course, I'm talking about Microsoft Flight Simulator. It's been the most realistic video game ever. It's truly amazing. You can fly a Cessna Citation to a massive Airbus airliner. And the latest version of Microsoft Flight Simulator that was released uses real satellites instead of just relying on computer-generated graphics. It's pretty amazing. You can check out landmarks, take a casual flight, do a flyby past your own house. It's all there. And now a movie can have an add-on, too. Did you ever think that would be possible? Microsoft's long-awaited Top Gun Maverick expansion pack for Microsoft Flight Simulator is now available, and it's free. That's right. It's a free update. It's called the Top Gun Maverick Edition. It has F-A-18s, the Super Hornets. You get three training missions there, and an aircraft carrier landing challenge. I'm going to try that myself. That looks so incredibly difficult. Thank goodness it's just a flight sim for me. Anyway, once flight training's over, you have challenges. They say you have to go through those canyons with the movies above the mountains at high speed. You go to speeds of Mach 10. There's also a mission to fly into the stratosphere, which, of course, is the second lowest layer of the Earth's atmosphere. But just be careful when you're flying in the Microsoft Flight Simulator, and maybe you choose one of those big 747s. I mean, you have to be really paying attention, because otherwise it's going to be Boeing, Boeing, Boeing. Oh, that one was good. All right, that one. All right, number three. What's going on? Are we going to get a new dual display MacBook? Apple got a patent for a MacBook that has a fingerprint scanner, of course, biometric sensors, wireless charging. But the standout is that it's for a dual-screen MacBook. So it's going to ditch the physical keyboard, and it's going to have a virtual one. It comes just a few years after, of course, Microsoft has it, as does everybody else, Asus and HP. They also have a second screen. But the one for the MacBook really is interesting to me, because it also looks a little bit like the Lenovo, if you see it, that they called the world's first folding PC with a flexible screen. That one's pretty neat looking. That one really hasn't caught on with the masses, probably because it has a $3,000 price tag. I mean, you know, like the MacBook Air, it doesn't have a single fan. Number four, yes, Wi-Fi 7. You're like, what? I think we're on Wi-Fi 6. Yes, Wi-Fi 7 is coming. And it's faster than Wi-Fi 5, of course, which tops out about 3.5 gigs per second. Wi-Fi 6 is 10 gigs per second. I know, it's really amazing. But in order to get these speeds, Wi-Fi 6, is that you have to buy everything new again, the router and the gadgets, and they may not be compatible with the update. And then, of course, your ISP has to give you that kind of speed. Everything's all brand new, but now we're looking at the next generation soon, Wi-Fi 7. Just want to tell you where this is coming. So remember, 10 gigs per second. So where do you think Wi-Fi 7 is going to land? Where do you think it's going to land? Okay, so we're talking about 10 gigs on Wi-Fi 6. 3.5 on Wi-Fi 5. Wi-Fi 7, it's going to hit 30 gigs per second. Imagine that, downloading the entire series of TV shows in a blink of the eye in 4K. They say that the routers for Wi-Fi 7 is going to be hitting the market next year, but I highly doubt that because, you know, we've had Wi-Fi 6, and that's not really making any type of dent. But it is interesting to know where the future's headed. And finally, number five, Google just wants to know you better. I mean, can you blame them? They love you. And so now we have our gestures. Some of Google's existing devices, like the Nest Hub, it'll pick up on body language and gestures. Like you can dismiss an alarm with just a wave of your hand. Nest thermostats, they wake up when you approach them. So it's all due to radar. And Google's tech is called Soli, S-O-L-I, by the way. And the team behind it is ATAP. I know, everything in computers gets shortened. That's the Advanced Technology and Projects team, of course it is. And so future Google gadgets are going to be able to identify you by your intentions, not just gestures, but looking at your body language. So if you glance over and if you look at something, it's kind of like you give your kid the stink eye. You know, just to kind of like where they straighten up because they see that look. You're like, I'm going to come get you unless you straighten up. If you're watching a movie and you leave the room, well, when you get up off the couch and leave the room, is that the movie will automatically pause for you. If you go to the front door and it's raining outside, is that you will see an umbrella. And if it's a smart umbrella, it's going to flash at you like, hey, don't forget me. I need you. And so if you're wondering why you haven't really heard a lot about this yet, it's because Google is flying under the radar with it. I know. You love me. All right, coming up in this hour, in just a few moments, it's a sad topic, I know, but you need to think about it. Who has access to all your digital stuff when you die? Oh, we're going to tell you how you can search like a ninja. You don't want to miss that. How you can take your pulse with your phone. And also our amazing content queen, Ali Seligman, is going to be joining us with, she says, and it's a lofty event. She says that she has some tips that are going to make a difference in all of our lives forever and ever. So stay right where you are here with the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And if you'd ever like to be on the show, well, you can make an appointment to speak with me. And the easiest way to do it is to head over to Komando.com with a K, of course. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says email Kim. Fill out that form and one of our trusty producers will be right with you. And we're just moments away from some ideas I need to pass along. I know it's not happy, but, you know, what are you going to do with all your online stuff when you pass away? And we're going to start this hour with Melissa in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you for taking my question. It's an honor to be on your show, Kim.
Well, sure. Thank you. So what's going on? How can I help you out?
Well, this is kind of a touchy subject.
Okay.
My ex-husband has a tracking app on my son's phone, which is fine for them. But they also track where he's at when he's with us. And we were just wondering if there's a way to block that app when we're not allowed to touch his phone.
Oh. What app is it? What app are you using?
Live 360.
Yeah, that's a pretty, you know, it's a pretty popular one. It does a lot. As a matter of fact, I was talking about this app with my son recently, and he's like, "Oh God, Mom, every child hates this app." And I'm like, "Why?" Because, you know, it does a lot of tracking. It really does. But if you want to track somebody, and so when Junior's at your house, you don't want any tracking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They question every move that he makes.
Okay.
So it's kind of invasive of our privacy.
So what happens if he just turns off Live 360?
They will know.
Well, yeah, because they'll get an alert, but maybe you can have a talk with them? I mean, because this is kind of, communication is always key. Because, see, here's the deal. If you turn it off, then he's gonna get super ticked off at you, right? And mm-hmm. say, why did you do this? And what are you trying to hide? And all this other stuff. Versus just having, maybe even just sending him an email or text and say, you know, is there anything that we can do? Because I understand you want to track him when he's with you, but, you know, I don't have that issue when he's with me because I see him all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And I haven't lost him yet. I don't think I'm going to lose him in the future. Okay. There are some things that you can do. Like what the kids do is that, I'm just telling you, like, you know, kids that have this on their phone is that you can put the phone in airplane mode. So this way we're not going to see the GPS. The other thing you can do is you can turn off Wi-Fi and data just for Live 360 only. And you go into cellular data, background refresh, motion fitness, and then you're going to turn that off in the settings. I'm not saying this is something that you want to do. I'm just passing along that this is what some of the kids do is that they'll use a mm-hmm. backup phone. And they'll put Live 360 on that phone and not carry that phone around and just leave it in the house. There's also, believe it or not, another app. And I'm not going to give it out on the air because I don't want to do that. There's another app that will actually fake the location. And so you can say where you are when you're not there. And then you can turn it on and off to your real location. But I still think, you know, especially when we're talking about divorces and kids and mm-hmm. not wanting to have your son put into a precarious position about, you know, dad wants to track me, mom wants to turn it off, and I'm not happy about this, and what can I do about it, is to just have some good old-fashioned communication. And if you can't do it, maybe there's another way that you can do it. If you want, we could actually send you this call and you could forward this to your ex-husband. And because if he's in your home and it's your place, and as I mentioned, you haven't lost the kid yet, is that you're probably not going to lose him in the future, but it is invading your privacy and your standards, that there should be a way for you guys to come to some mutual resolution. Now, in Live 360, you can set up boundaries. And there are circles, and if somebody crosses that boundary, then the tracking has to turn on, and otherwise it turns off. So you might want to look at some of those settings and present that as an option to your ex-husband. Melissa, thank you so much for your call. And let me tell you about Simply Safe. More than 4 million people trust their home protection to Simply Safe. With Simply Safe, there's always someone looking out for you. Claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring, but you have to go to this address, simplysafekim.com. Once again, simplysafekim.com. Gosh, what a precarious position to be put in. Isn't that, you know, between your husband and the kid and stuff like that? All right. This is not an easy question either. Who gets access to your online data when you die? All right. It's not one that you want to put off. You know, you want to make sure that you have things buttoned down pretty well. I mean, what about everything that you have in the cloud? All your photos, your email, your documents, your videos, your text messages, your Google search history, your subscriptions, whatever it is. And so for millions of people who don't prepare, these companies require sometimes a court order. But if you're using an iPhone, an iPad, a Mac, the latest iOS, Apple has what's called the legacy contact. It's in the settings menu. So you want to tap your ID and privacy and security. Now, when you activate it, which you should do today, you can nominate up to 5 trusted folks to get your most private sensitive data after you're gone. It's a genius feature, really, for every Apple user. So you can let your legacy contact know now, and Apple will send that person a text message. But if you don't want to do that, you can always print it out on a piece of paper and just put it with all your estate documents. But again, that's the legacy contact on your Apple iPhone. Still to come, if you are having trouble finding stuff on the internet, there's an insider secret that I'm going to pass along so you can be like a search ninja. Plus, Ali Seligman's coming right up with 3 tips you're going to love. So stay right here with the Kim Komando Show. All right, coming up in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can search a site like a ninja. This is one of these things you're always going to use once you know it. And then later on this hour, you know, if you don't have a watch, you don't have it on, you're wondering about your pulse, you may not know this, but you can actually take your pulse using your phone's camera. And joining us right now is our amazing content queen over at Komando.com, Ali Seligman. Hello there, Ali.
Hi, Kim.
Glad to have you with us. So, you're going to be passing along 3 insider secrets that we are going to use time and time again that will shock and awe and inspire us forever and make a difference in our lives and even make our thighs thinner and give us more hair.
I think you hit all the points.
Excellent.
Yeah. You're also going to be more hydrated. But really, my last tip in particular, I have 3 to share. My last one, this is going to make you sound smarter. And I'm not kidding. I'm not overselling this one. You really are going to hear this and say, why didn't I think of that years ago?
Okay, good. Okay. All right. So wow us with number one.
All right. Number one, this is for you if you're looking for a job. The first challenge, of course, is getting your resume past the bots, which is a challenge.
Yes.
My one quick tip there, don't use any fancy fonts. Don't use logos. All those extras can confuse those AI bots. So stay away from those. Keep it simple.
So you want to stick with what? Times New Roman, Arial?
Yes. Just okay. A very simple font.
And you know, and the font that you should never use, Comic Sans. Okay.
Please don't.
Yes. That is just a bad, bad font.
Oh, it's bad. But say things go well and then you get to the interview stage. Okay. If it's been a while, you're a little bit nervous about doing an interview. Or if you're the person that always messes up the, you know, so tell me about yourself question and you just talk about being in 5th grade for too long. Well, there's a new tool you can try. It's from Google, and it's called Interview Warm-Up. And this thing is actually really smart. So the easiest way to find it is really just to do a Google search for the words Interview Warm-Up. We're also going to post a link over on Komando.com, though. But you get to the site, and then it will give you 5 interview questions. So you can pick the industry you work in, or you can just pick general. It'll ask you the questions. You turn on your mic. You talk to your phone or your computer. And it transcribes everything you say.
Oh, nice.
And then the cool part is that Google AI analyzes your answers to tell you what you can do better. It's not going to say, hey, that was really bad. You're not going to get the job. But it will tell you words that you used a ton. So you'll see if you are being really repetitive.
Did you try it?
I did. And I found that I kept saying, I think, to start sentences.
Oh, wow.
And I had no idea that I was doing it. It'll also tell you if you're leaving out any major points in the questions that it asks. So it's a pretty handy way to, you know, just get some practice. All right, number 2. This one, not the most fun, but it's so necessary. This is a Facebook security tip. If you have had your account for more than, you know, a decade, like most of us have, you have probably connected a bunch of embarrassing games and websites and apps and things over the years.
Surveys.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, what kind of spirit animal are you? Whatever it is. Yes.
Exactly. I went and looked at mine and I found an old Duolingo account from 2014. And I still don't speak French, so I will.
Come on, Al. Here, I thought we had like this hidden skill that we were going to tap into.
Unfortunately, no. It's pretty easy to check this from your phone. I will give the steps just in case you have your phone in your hands, but don't worry. We have this at Komando.com written out all there so you can see it. But basically, you're going to open the Facebook app, open up the settings, go to settings and privacy, then settings, and you're going to look for something called apps and websites. And then you'll see this big list of all the different things connected to your account, and you can remove them one by one. You can even see when you connected them, which is kind of a walk back in time of like, wow, that's what I was doing back in 2012.
I okay. needed to get out more then. Absolutely.
Exactly. I saw a bunch of stuff that I didn't recognize at all. So, you know, go in there, clean that up. One more note I want to mention for Facebook. We talked about this on our podcast, Tech Refresh. So if you haven't listened to that, go do it, because Facebook's trusted contacts, which is the best way to get back into your account, really, if you get locked out somehow.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's going away. There's no replacement, but I do have some info in that podcast on how you can protect yourself and make sure you can get back in.
I can't tell you how many times a day, I mean, literally, yeah. How many times a day I hear from somebody, I got locked out of my Facebook account and I filled out the form and nobody's responding to me because nobody cares. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
And that's the sad truth. Nobody cares. And no. You really need to do the work ahead of time to give yourself the best shot at getting back in your account if you get locked out.
Because you're going to fill out a form. And Facebook has 78,000 employees, which is true, 78,000. And none of them care about you. Okay, none. Not one. Okay, aww. So now, okay, I wish, okay, here's our drum roll.
Okay.
All right. So this is it. Okay, Allie, I'm just telling you, this is, you know, when you set something up like this, Allie, on a national platform.
Yep.
You know, it's a challenge, mm-hmm. and you're taking a risk.
Yep.
Because you could fall flat on your face.
Absolutely.
And then everybody will laugh at you.
And they'll say, Allie, I trusted you and you let me down. How could you do this?
And I didn't get more hair and my thighs did not get thinner. And I still have a muffin top. So, what is it, Al?
Okay. I'm confident in this. Don't worry. We got this. My third and final tip. This is guaranteed, really guaranteed by me, Allie, the commando.com content queen, to make you sound smarter. Okay. If you've ever written professionally, you know how important it is to check your work for typos, for weird grammatical errors, for just things that sound weird, right?
Sure.
If you send those, the person reads it and thinks, ooh, not so good. Well, it's easy to miss mistakes in your own work when you just read with your eyes. And I've managed a lot of writers over the years, and I always say, read your work out loud, because you'll hear more mistakes that way.
Correct.
Well, what's better than reading your own work out loud? Having a robot do it for you. So go to your browser, open up Google Translate, copy whatever you're trying to proofread, and put it in the box. Then you'll see a little speaker icon, and you click it, and Google will read it for you. So the thing is, our brains are really good at correcting things, whether we're reading with our eyes or reading them out loud. So you can still get past little mistakes because your brain wants to correct it for you. But if you close your eyes, let Google read it, you'll actually hear if there are any mistakes exactly as you wrote it.
Okay. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, okay, 1 being like, control C to copy. Okay. 10 being like, 10 being pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think this is a good solid 9.
Wow.
I'm not sure if it's a 10.
I mean, a 10 is, we got to save 10. That's elusive.
Yeah,
we got to.
But yeah. I think it's a good solid 9.
Okay. Thanks,
because,
Kim.
You know, I've never thought of that before. That, you know, you can paste it, you know, whatever text that you have and actually have Google read it out loud, which is, you know, maybe handy for other things, too.
Oh, I bet it would be.
You know, I mean, so and then you can record that audio.
True.
You could send it out.
Yeah.
So you're going to write up, people probably, that, you know, I think a lot of people got it, but I think some people are like going, okay, so what was that again?
Yes, we are going to put this all on the website at commando.com and make sure that you sign up for our tips newsletter because we're going to send it out as a tip next week. So go to commando.com/subscribe. Make sure you're signed up for our tech tips and how-tos.
You know, I think it was really good.
Thank you, Ken.
But I think what we need to do is we need to take a poll.
Okay. Oh,
okay. Okay, so for because, you know, I may be biased because I adore you. I do. I mean, I think it was good. So I think we need to take a poll. So if you're in the interactive chat room right now over at commando.com, let's just give it a rating. That last tip was between a 1 and a 10. And mm-hmm. then maybe later or next week during the show, you can tell us like how you really did. And if you are not in the chat room, you can send me an email. Very simply, go to commando.com and then just say email Kim. And you don't even need to fill out all that stuff. Just say Allie's tip, scale of 1 to 10. Because I think it's a good 9. I think it's a good 9. But let's see what the audience says.
I agree.
We'll just see that. Allie, thanks for being here. Again, you can see and learn more about that over at commando.com.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
All right, back to the phones we go now with David in Akron, Ohio. Hi there, David.
Well, hi, Kim.
Welcome.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was wondering how I can de-Google myself. I'm not very happy with being tracked about everything I do and the amount of
tracking and censoring and
censoring and whatever that's going on. I'm really into like Facebook and whatever, but I'm just I don't think I should support the big tech companies any more than I have to.
Yeah, well, you're not alone, because a lot of people feel the same way, David. And it's incredibly difficult, but it's not impossible. But you have to take certain steps. So, like, for example, for your email, you're not going to be using Gmail, obviously. You're not going to be doing that. Anytime any website says, do you want to sign in with Google, you don't do that either. You can change your default search. So instead of Google, maybe you want to use StartPage or even DuckDuckGo, although I have found better results with StartPage.com myself. Instead of using any browser, maybe you're going to use the Brave browser. Okay, you could do that. And so what happens is that you find yourself, and you can do all this, and I'm not saying that it's not possible, but you find yourself maybe doing things a little bit the hard way. So it may take a few extra steps to get something done, but you are not going to be, as you said, at the whim of big tech, although you're on Facebook and you admittedly said that you're on there a lot. And so a certain amount of your data is being sold, a lot of it, through Facebook to other different companies. We actually have a step-by-step guide for removing Google out of your life. And what I'd like to do is post that for you over at commando.com. So you're going to go to commando.com/community in the Q&A forum. I'll send you our step-by-step guide for removing Google. And again, it takes some effort. You can do it. Depending on who makes your phone. If you're on an Android phone, it becomes a really difficult not to be using any type of Google products and services. I spoke about a phone that supposedly says it does that, but when you start using it, you find yourself back into Google land. Anyway, let me put this list together. Let me put it in front of you and everybody else who is trying to start to think of more of their privacy. You might want to have to get a paid email service too, by the way. We've got links to those. And you'll find that inside the Commando community. And David, we'll send that out to you directly via email. And again, thanks for your call today. It's time now for a really great tip. And this week is brought to you by iDrive. All right. This is a great tip. Because let's say you're looking for something specific and you know that you saw it on a website, but you don't want to Google search this phrase because then you're going to find it all over the internet. So what can you do? Well, you can cut those search results down specifically just for that site by using the Google site feature. So what you're going to do is open Google in your browser and type in site, or you can just put this on the address bar too. Type in the word site and then colon, and then the website that you wish to search. So if it's site colon commando.com, and don't use any quotation marks, and then add the term that you want to search for and then press enter. So it's like site colon commando.com, remove Google. And then Google's only going to search commando.com for that particular tip. And it's really a wonderful little trick that you need to remember because you're going to use it time and time again. Trust me, you will. Again, it's the site colon ninja trick. So site colon, the website, and then the phrase, whatever you're looking for, and just press enter. All right, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up and still to come this later, how you can take your pulse using your phone here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a reminder about our newsletters. If you're not getting our breaking news and our tips and our weekend edition, you're totally missing out because we do all the work for you. And just a couple of minutes a day, you're up to date and everything technology related. We tell you about data breaches and security problems and good komando.com like that. So just head over to komando.com/subscribe. That's komando.com/subscribe. Let's see. Kenneth, welcome to the show today. Glad to have you with us.
Hello. Glad to be talking to you.
Well, thank you. So, what is on your mind that I can lend a hand to?
Yes, I was reading the article about old equipment. Mm-hmm. And I happen to have a still functioning iPod Touch second generation.
Oh, wow. Okay. How long have you had it?
I've had it for at least 12 years, and it still works.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's great. How many gigs is it?
Just an 8 gig.
Okay. That's all right. That, you know what? Those iPod Touches, with phones and everything like that, Apple says they just don't need to make them anymore, right? So I guess you're wondering if you are now suddenly a gazillionaire and you can make a ton of money off of an iPod Touch?
Well, I'm not thinking that high amount, something more reasonable.
Yeah, I know. The best way for you to determine how much it's worth is for you to go to eBay. And just type in iPod second generation. Now, when you see the results, is that you're going to see a whole bunch of refurbished iPod Touches that have popped up. And, you know, I looked at a fifth generation not too long ago, and they were like $80-$90, something like that. But yet, a seventh generation recently sold for $400. So once you get past all the refurbs, and even sometimes you have some knockoffs, is that that's when you'll really see what your iPod Touch is worth. I would guesstimate what condition it is and everything like that. But I think maybe it might be worth $500. But again, the best way for you to figure out how much it's worth is to go on eBay. And knowing what generation it is, that's when you can get a more accurate value. But again, my tip for you is go past all the refurbs, try to find an individual seller, put it up there, and you can always set the base amount. And if it doesn't sell for that amount, you get to keep it until it actually is worth more money, which is probably not today. I would suggest you hold it for a little bit longer. And again, thank you for your call today, Kenneth. Stay right where you are. We have a great tip you don't want to miss about taking your pulse with your phone here on the Kim Komando Show. Okay, a lot of people don't know that you don't need a smartwatch to measure your heart rate. Cardio Heart Rate Monitor is an iPhone app that uses your phone's camera to take your pulse. It works on iPads too. Now for Android, there's Heart Rate Monitor. Pretty works the same way. You just put your fingertip on the camera, stay still, and then you get a reading. Now, if you miss the app names or if you want direct links, you can just hit my website over at komando.com, komando.com. We repost breaking news every single day, and that address is simple, komando.com. You got me. It's Kim Komando today, and I'm here with you just the facts and tips you need to thrive in our digital world. Or, as I like to say, to live the best digital life ever.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.